Now, the rest of the story. Increasingly few remember the days when ice for your ice box was delivered to your front door. That was Harold's summer job. He worked on an ice truck, lifting those 75-pound ice blocks from the carrier. Neighbor folks in Wheaton, Illinois knew and liked young Harold, and they'd wave when they saw the ice truck coming down the street. And so it was that sunny June afternoon a century of summers ago, Harold had just turned 17. The truck was midway on its ice route. Harold had returned from delivering one of those ice blocks and was jumping back on the running board. The truck rolled forward on its way to the next stop. But the handle on the side of the cab, the handle Harold was gripping as he jumped aboard, broke. Harold fell, slipped under the truck. No way the driver could have stopped in time. Here's how Harold's dad heard it from the doctor. The truck's right rear wheel had crushed Harold's left leg just above the knee. Concrete street, hard rubber tires bearing 3 tons of ice. A lot of damage to the leg. Apparently irreparable damage. Dad interrupted right there. Young Harold had just finished his sophomore year of high school. He was devotedly involved in sports, all kinds of track, sprinting, hurdling, broad jumping, high jumping. And then there was basketball and baseball. Harold was even a halfback on the high school football team. Why, one of the main reasons Harold had taken an ice truck job in the first place was to strengthen his legs and arms and back for sports. Now this doctor was trying to say the boy may never participate in sports again. The doctor was quiet for a moment. It was worse than that, he explained. The injury to Harold's leg had been so severe that they had no choice but to amputate. When his friends found out what had happened, there was much talk among them of Harold's incomparable determination. He would survive this awful experience, they were certain. Would surely make something of himself in some sedentary occupation someday. But as for athletics, well, not even the boy's most optimistic admirers dared predict how far his tenacity would, in fact, take him. You see, following that terrible accident back in the summer of 1920, Harold's dad had talked the doctors out of amputating that crushed leg. And Harold kept very still for a month. Then he began to walk with a cane, and then without a cane. And then one day, Harold ran, and he did not stop running until he had zigzag-zoomed his way into the college and professional football halls of fame. The record books recount how Harold Edward Red Grange half-backed his way through what has been called football's most fabulous career, running with an astounding agility and speed on a leg he almost lost. The Galloping Ghost, they called him. But you know, home folks nicknamed him the Wheaton Ice Man. And you might wonder where that came from, unless you already knew the rest of the story.